Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, we are back with episode 3 of Dancing with the Stars. It is movie night. Stay right there so we can tell you all about it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, 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 Dancing with the Stars. Okay, I like this music. I haven't heard this before.
Okay.
Invoking my Cardi B. I'm a hot mess. Anyway, welcome back to Dancing with the Stars After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. The gang is all here this evening. I am Carla Renata, and sitting next to me is...
Guys, Jeff Graham here. So excited to be here to talk all things Dancing with the Stars.
And I am Carla Beltran, super excited to be here tonight.
And I'm Tingsley Pago, and I'm so excited to be reunited with my Carla.
Yes.
And this is just going to be so bad. A new Carla. This is going to be great. We can't wait to get into the discussion.
So excited.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about. We have a surprise elimination situation that happened tonight. We have a surprise duckout situation that happened tonight. It's just a whole lot of surprises going on. But let's get right on into it. But let me hit the chat room real quick and shout out some folks. I see Jaden Davis, Nella J, and Joseph Boza. What? Hey, y'all.
Good
to see you in the house. Hey. All right. So the show opened. This is season 28, episode 3. It was movie night at Dancing with the Stars. And they began their opening number with Fame, which was choreographed by Katherine Burns. How'd y'all feel about that opening number?
I like that opening number so much better than the first one. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's great. Loved it.
I want to say, I really appreciate how this was shot, too. I think sometimes they have... Whoa, sorry if that was me. Live TV, guys. It's fun.
Yeah, they have
these really well-choreographed numbers that sometimes aren't produced or shot well, and I thought they particularly blended the cinematography and blocking, camera blocking, with the way this was choreographed, so I want to applaud both the choreographer, the dancers, but also the production team here. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
Love that, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Y'all are funny. So I'm looking in the chat room, and Alicia Martin has joined us as well, and she's saying that she really felt like all the judges' critiques and comments were pretty spot on for a lot of the dances tonight. I don't think I've ever agreed with them so much in one night. Well, Alicia, we about to bust that theory wide open. So let's get right on into the first dance, which was with, Lauren and Gleb. They danced to Pretty Woman. They did a tango to Pretty Woman. And I like Lauren Elena. I'm a fan of hers from American Idol when she won American Idol. So it's good to see. And when she won American Idol, she was 16, right?
Wow.
So now we have a older, a little more mature Lauren Elena on Dancing with the Stars. And she called herself a Christian country girl. So this was a little uncomfortable for her with her legs up on a car and a boot that's held up by the safety pin and all that. But I think she did a good job. It wasn't for me. Excuse me, as good of a job as she had done the last couple of weeks, I felt like. And, that's all I have to say about that. And I kind of agree with the judges on this one when they said that she needs to work on her musicality and that she lost a beat a little bit. She has a tendency to either fall behind the beat or ahead of the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with them on that. What I don't agree with was when Lynn was like, it was full of a tag driving purpose. I'm like, did you watch the same dance I saw? Because that's not what I saw. What do y'all have to say about that?
I actually thought that she did a great job, but I don't think that those shoes helped her at all. I think that the boots were really tight and they were so high that for her to be able to do like nice tango moves and move the knee, I feel like when you're wearing boots that tight, it's really hard to move your knees, even just bend them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that the shoes didn't really help her.
Yeah, I don't think it was so much the constriction of the boots that messed her up as much as that little kitten heel that messed her up. Because most of the time when you're dancing in ballroom, you've got those Capizio dance shoes that have like that 2.5 or 3.5 inch heel that has a little thickness to it where you can balance your weight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't balance your... It's hard to balance your weight on that unless you're a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoes aside, I think that something wasn't meshing for me. It was either between the costume, the choreo, the song... It just didn't all mesh in a perfect symmetry like I would have liked it to. I think that the transitions were, like one of the judges said, the transitions were a little bit rocky. I agree with that. I also feel like in the beginning we waited a little bit too long to start dancing, and then when we did start dancing, it was just too slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I feel like she has a tendency to kind of hang on him a bit. And I think
he's kind of
dragging her a lot around, and you can kind of see that, especially in the transition. So I think that was, it wasn't perfect. I love Lauren Elena, and I want her to do really well because she's just so sweet, and we've even getting to know her more on the show. Like I want her to do really well. And this was a good number. It wasn't her best, but those are my opinions.
Yeah, I feel like. I'm someone who always admits that music can sometimes throw me off when you have, you know, like an oldie pop song combined with the tango. Mm-hmm. I think for someone like Lauren Elena, who's so used to music as her vehicle for expression, it probably is hard. And I wonder if she would have had a really traditional Latin tango song, if it would have helped her get into character more. Mm-hmm. I just agree with you, Teague. I felt, especially for me, a disconnect between the content and the song. And I think, personally, it might be my bias, but that always throws me off on this show.
Right.
Yeah, we know how you feel about that, Jeff.
Yes. It's probably because that's my, number one love is music.
That's your little pet peeve. I know. Yeah. We all got them.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to mine in a minute.
Yeah, same.
Fair enough.
As we all know. Because we know I got many pet peeves. But anywho, they got a 20 out of 30 from the judges with their score on that. And I agree with everything that everyone said on the panel. Next up was Hannah and Alan. They did a rumba to Bridesmaids' Hold On from Wilson Phillips, which was the big hit song from that particular movie. I didn't think that she did badly, but I felt like she had done better in the weeks previous mm-hmm. to this week. It wasn't my favorite, and I would have personally liked to have seen, you're doing the rumba, so it's a lot of hip action and a little sultry sexiness going on, and I didn't get enough of that from her. In my opinion, I would have liked a little more heat just in general with that dance with her and Alan.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I think when you look at Hannah, it's interesting for me especially to compare her to Kate, because Hannah is so much more of a technical dancer than Kate is, but she's not a great performer yet. Whereas Kate is such a good performer, but doesn't have the same technical skills Hannah does. But when you can really sell a performance like Kate does, it doesn't really matter. And that's what's taken Kate so far. Hannah is hitting all these moves, but it almost feels like she's blocking them or rehearsing them. I'm excited to see her perform.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. The splits, I don't think we needed. I don't think we needed one split, and I don't think we needed the second split. Mm-hmm.
I can tell why the chat loves you.
You is right, but you is savage.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. If your feet looks like they in danger, I'm scared. I think that was the... That wasn't my favorite move. I don't think it needed to be in there. And I think also it looked a little bit dangerous because the technique wasn't perfect on it. Also, I think that because she's such a pageant girl, I need to see her let go a little bit.
Yeah.
I need her to she's so gorgeous and stunning, and she could just stand on stage and I'd be satisfied. But I think I want to see her let go a little bit and get a little bit fun and flirty and cute and not so pageant wavy.
Mm-hmm. Lynn actually I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just going to say this real quick. I remember Lynn making a comment about the fact that, I think it was her that he made this comment about the fact that she had been studying dance.
She did ballet.
Yeah, that she'd been studying ballet for so long that maybe that, in addition to the pageantry thing, is one of the things that doesn't allow her to let go. Because, as you know, people that study ballet, sometimes it's so ingrained in them to be pulled up that they have a hard time letting you know, being fluid with their movement. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, no, I was just going to bounce off what Teague said, where I feel like last week her dance was so good because she just kind of had to have that graceness. And this week, it was kind of one of those dances where you really do have to let yourself, like, free and feel yourself. And the Roomba is, like, it's a sexy dance. It's right. a dance that is definitely led by the female. And we don't... I feel like we have, like, a show that is filled with a lot of males, or at least that's kind of what I felt like this month, this season. And especially tonight, I feel like there was a lot of Roomba, so we were paying attention more to the other girls who are already professional dancers. So for her to kind of have to go against that was also a little bit hard. But I just think that it would be easier for her to just, like, let go, because right now she didn't. I mean, she was delivering the moves. I think that she had great lines and stuff, but...
No hip action.
Yeah. You have anything else to add
to
that,
Jeff? No, I agree with all y'all.
Okay, well, that is their dance, and they got a 21 out of 30 from the judges. Next up was Karamo and Jenna. They danced to Rocket Man, the theme song. Well, not the theme song, to the movie Rocket Man. They did a jive to I'm Still Standing, the big Elton John hit. Y'all, in general, I just felt like that whole dance was a little clunky.
Mm.
It was just a little clunky for me. It was a little clunky. It wasn't the greatest. I felt like... there were a lot of mistakes that were happening, and I like him. I like him a lot, but I feel like this probably wasn't a good fit for him. I had commented when we were watching it that she must have said something to him about lifting up his, making sure he lifted up his legs, because he looked like he was marching and his knees was coming up and coming up and coming up. But this wasn't my favorite. I don't know if it was that. And I love this. You know, I'm the queen of when somebody says a line that's funny. So. When Lynn said, messing up is like a hickey, everyone sees it and covers it up, but it's still there. That's kind of how I felt about that dance.
Totally.
I don't like to critique this dance because I love Karamo. Karamo, if you guys have been watching from the beginning, I am totally rooting for Karamo, and I really would love for him to at least make it to the top three. But I just think that this dance really, it wasn't his best, and I don't know if it's just the choreography that's been chosen for him, or it's just, like, the musicality about it, but he definitely messed up, which that was, it's always hard to come back from when you mess up, and you're just like, if it's hard for you to come back, it's just, so, that totally sucked.
So, I thought I didn't hate this performance. I love him, so I wanted him to do well, and I think that I wasn't, to be honest, Jenna was like stunning in this, and I was like, couldn't keep my eye off her, and I was like, God, she looks so good. So I think that I didn't really even notice that he messed up. I must have been watching Jenna, but I think that I think he did a good job, and I love a good production. I love when we can get dancers involved. I know sometimes it feels like a crutch, and sometimes it's like to hide maybe bad technique or something, but I think it heightened the performance. I thought it was fun. I think that maybe it was a little bit overwhelming for him to have a lot of dancers. It's maybe a little bit too much for week three, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought overall, you know, of course he lost his footwork, and he's got good potential. I want to see him do well, but this wasn't his best performance. So
yeah.
I was just gonna say, for those of you guys watching on YouTube, we are watching back some of these clips, and it's better watching it this time than I remember it being the first time. I don't know, maybe because I was noticing those mistakes came down hard on him, but he's someone who I know has so much potential that we just have not seen unlocked yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see him grow.
Yes.
Well, in the chat room, some people are agreeing with us, some people are not. One person was like, I don't agree with y'all, so good night. And they bounced.
Oh.
Sorry, but you know, it's okay to agree to disagree, but you know, if you don't, that's cool too. So they got a 16 out of 30 for their dance. And then right after that, we were noticing that Zooey Deschanel was in the audience.
Yes.
And she was all hugged up on Jonathan Scott. And we saw them and we saw this as they were sitting behind Tom Bergeron as he was throwing it to a commercial. So, of course, you know, some of us went online to see what the dealio was. And apparently they're dating each other.
Yeah, random pairing. They really want us to know, though.
Yeah.
Because they were looking at the camera like, where's the camera? Can we look any cuter? Can you touch me?
And she was like this. Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Like, okay.
I love love. It's
which
exciting.
Was like, you know, that was fun little Scoopy Scoop.
Interesting place to do it, but I think it's great, actually. It's
beautiful, dark-haired, blue-eyed babies, those two would have.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, you got them married already. You are funny as hell.
Good genetics.
Yes, of course.
I cannot. Yeah. All right. Well, next up was Ray, Lewis, and Cheryl, but not really, because what happened was, during his rehearsal, Ray Lewis had an old injury that flared up in his foot. He had a tendon injury in his foot. He went to the doctor to have it checked out. Apparently, he had torn the tendon in three places, and the doctors told him that if he continued to dance, he may not be able to walk like he's doing now. So they highly suggested that he duck out of the competition, and he took their advice, and he did exactly that. But former Dancing with the Stars champion Rashad came in and took his place, and that dance was not scored. It was a lot of fun, and it was a shame because I was really looking forward to it because they were going to dance to Twist and Shout, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So that was a shame. But before them, I just wanted to get that news in there real quick. How do y'all feel about him ducking out of the competition because of his injury? I mean, not ducking out like I'm a duck out, but you know, ducking out because he had an injury. And it's like, at the end of the day, this is a television show competition, a reality show competition, but at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you,
right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, are you really gonna be maimed because you want to dance on Dance with the Stars? I mean, it's admirable, but no.
Right. Mm-hmm. He made the right decision, but it is very sad. I've come to really like Ray. I also, if you guys watch the show, you know I love Cheryl. I love the way she choreographs. And particularly, I love the way she works with athletes. They always pair her with athletes because she's just so good. I mean, even watching Rashad and her right now, first of all, it reminds you how freaking good of a dancer Rashad is. I had forgotten. But yeah, I really liked Ray's journey on this show. You could tell he was emotional to leave. And you know, I think Ray had a lot of potential we'll never get to see realized, which is kind of sad.
I know. Mm-hmm. That makes me sad, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip it back just a little bit to go back to Allie and Sasha, because they actually were after Karamo and Jenna. So I skipped around a little bit, which I often do when I do this.
It's all good.
Just to keep it lively. Just to keep y'all on your toes.
Heck yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. So they danced to, well, their movie pick was Selena, and they did the rumba. And I love Selena the movie. That's my favorite movie of all time. It really is. I love that. Mm. So I was really excited that they were going to do the rumba to that. I thought that I like Allie. I like Allie a lot. And it kind of pisses me off that they're always on her every time she gets up to dance. Like last weekend particularly made me mad because there was that whole package about her being bullied and all of that. And then what does Lynn do? He bullies her on national TV. I'm like, that is not okay, Lynn Goodman. That is not okay. But he redeemed himself tonight because he was a little nicer tonight. But I like that dance that she did. I thought it was very elegantly done. But I'm going to need for her not to have sickle hands, because every time she danced, her hands were like this. I'm like, Miss Thing, I'm going to need you to hold your hand like this, not like this. Like, what is that? What is that? I'm going to need you not to do that.
It's like a hamburger.
It's not quite a hamburger hand.
Because the hamburger was down here.
This is a hamburger hand. This is more like maybe a squid or like a...
It's an octopus.
It's an octopus. It's some sort of creature.
I don't know what that was, but I'm like, if she threw that hand down one more time, I wanted to go out there with a stick and go, get that hand up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It was the hand and the shoulders in the beginning for me of the dance. Toward the end, everything was great and flawless and wonderful, but right in the beginning, I think maybe it was a little bit slower, and so we could really see it dialed out. Her shoulders needed to be a little bit down, and there was just tension in those hands. But it got better. In the beginning, I was like, oh no. And then in the end, I was like, oh wow, she really pulled that off, and I think it was a really great performance. So.
Yeah, I actually think that in the beginning, the reason why she was like so stiff and not doing as well is because she kind of was on the stage all by herself, and that could be a very scary thing to do.
It's intimidating.
It's very intimidating. You have a whole audience watching you. You're doing these dance moves by yourself, and then once she came with Sasha, then that's what she was like, oh, okay, like, I can do this. And she just went through, and I thought it was a beautiful dance to a beautiful song, and I was really happy with the scores of her dance.
Cool. Yeah, if you're gonna improve, it's better to start weak and end strong than to start really strong and end weak, because that's what the judges remember. So it was smart for her to play it that way. I'll be interested to see how Allie continues to process this journey. It's funny, she has this almost overly earnest vulnerability about her that I want to see her just like toughen up a little bit, but I also like that she's embracing the process. That's just my own personal opinion, and I'll be interested to see what people think, but there's sort of this like almost little girl scared energy that I want to see her just move past personally, but that's just me.
Right.
Yes, the bullying thing, I think, that plays into that.
I'm sure.
It also might be like a PR move, like to look a certain way.
Very vulnerable. Yeah. I don't know. I'd be curious to hear how people are receiving her energy around this, because it is... it's loud. However you feel about it, I'd be curious to hear what you guys think in the comments.
Interesting.
Well, I can tell you that some people thought that she looked like Selena. I did for a split second too. Oh, and I love the fact that the Quintanillas of Selena's family gave her the Selena pin to wear in her hair for good luck. That was nice, and they showed that picture of her and Selena's sister Susan. They said that they feel like Allie and Sasha are doing really great, and that Dreaming of You by Selena makes them cry every time. So they agree with us as far as Allie and Sasha are concerned. All right, so then James Van Der Beek and Emma danced to, their movie was A Star Is Born, and they danced to Shallow. The chick that was singing Shallow, let me just give a shout out to the background singers on Dancing with the Stars, because they learn those songs in just as much of a short period of time as the dancers learn their dances. Mm-hmm. They have music stands back there, and they have the music, but, you know, a lot of those singers that sing on Dance with the Stars, they're sight singing if they don't know the songs already. Because a lot of the older songs that they'll do a little later on in the competition, they have to sight read that stuff. And that's not easy to do, to sight read it, you know, in a couple of days and then sing it like you've been singing it for weeks. So shout out to them, because they killed it with Shallow. I don't know their names, but if y'all are listening or watching, y'all slayed that. That was on point for sure. So they did the rumba to Shallow. I love me some James Van Der Beek. He is like my favorite pick to win for this season of Dancing with the Stars. But baby, when he hurled out that bad fan kick at the beginning, I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, oh, James, you let me down, you let me down.
Yeah.
But that was the only, honestly, that was the only bad thing for me that he did in the course of that dance. I loved it.
As someone who has very strong opinions about music selection, I think the music really helped them here.
Yes.
At least for me, this is like such a classic rumba song. It's also a song that's in the zeitgeist right now. Who doesn't love A Star Is Born?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Len's note about James's legs being too far apart was a really good one. I was trying to figure out why his hip action wasn't working as well as I know it could on him, because he's such a good mover, and maybe he's just a little too wide-legged.
Yeah, look at it. Yeah.
It is. Because when you're wide-legged like that and you're trying to do your hips, it looks like you're taking a dump. That's what it looks like.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I loved, actually, I really appreciated Len giving that specific of notes, because sometimes he doesn't always do that.
Yeah.
I loved his dance. Maybe it's just because I wasn't really paying that much attention to the dance. I was just kind of like watching them dance together. But I really liked it, and I think this song was great. I just loved everything about it.
I, like, every time he performs, I laugh out loud because he's so good. Like, it feels like he's, like, planted. Like, I'm like, this
you
is
think?
Such a joke how good he is. For a guy.
But, girl, I didn't see him coming. I did. When he first broke out a couple of weeks ago, his dancing prowess, I did not see. Look.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
When he
it's
did
funny.
That, when he did that split jump, I was like, me and my mom were watching together, and my mother were like, oh.
I pray at night before I go to bed that he does another split jump. That is my prayer before I go to bed.
Because it was freaking perfect.
It was insane. Yeah. And Len was like, oh, I don't need that. I need that every week, okay? If you can do a toe touch better than anyone I've ever seen.
I'm right there with you on that one.
Anyways, I'm impressed with him.
I am right there with you on that one.
Continually. The fan kick, you're right. I was like, whoa, we don't need to put that in here.
We both did that because we were both like, oh,
don't need a fan kick. But everything else, I was such a fan of. This was so amazing. I mean, come on.
It's a good point you bring up, T, because when you see pop stars and musicians come out and kill it, you're like, okay, but like to see the guy from Dawson's Creek look like the lead of a Russian ballet. I know
that
exactly.
That is the best way to describe it. Oh my God. That is the best
way to
describe it.
It's like the deficit between expectation and reality is so wide with James. It
Insane.
Is a little funny. That's a good point. He's great.
It's like watching the guy from Dawson's Creek be Mikhail Baryshnikov on Dance with the Stars. It's pure comedy.
That was
a good one. That was a good one. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you, Carla.
I love that. So they got a 24 out of 30, making that their highest score in the competition thus far. And we all love them, and everybody in the chat room agrees with us on that one. Next up was Kate Flannery and Pasha. Their film was 9 to 5. They did a quick step. So I have a big thing about the costumes and stuff on the show. And at first, when they first came onto the show in the opening number, I thought, oh, she gonna do Annie? And then they said, right.
You is savage, but you is right.
Okay. Because I said, oh, they gonna do Annie? I'm like, she a little old to be playing Annie, but okay. And then they said 9 to 5. I'm like, well, why she got on that wig and that dress? And then as they did the reenactment at as them would say when they were messing about at the beginning, and she had on she was sitting behind a typewriter. I'm like, oh, she's supposed to be the Lily Tomlin character from 9 to 5. I'm like, I'm going to need to have her a better wig and dress for that. But mm-hmm. costumes aside, I really like the dance. She has a lot of energy. She's very yeah. entertaining. I really enjoy her. She's a character actress. Yeah. She brings all that acting ability that she has from a comedic standpoint to the ballroom, and I enjoy her very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny. Kate's my favorite. I'd love to see her win. She's not the best dancer out there. She might be the best performer, in my opinion. Either way, I do think they wooed the judges a bit more than they deserved to. I'm guessing because they sold it with so much character and flair, the judges missed a little bit of sloppiness, I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that as someone who loves Kate. Yeah. So yeah. I felt like she's a bit overscored, even though she's my favorite contestant in the competition.
I actually agree with you. I like her, and I think that her performance is great, but her dancing in this, there was a couple of mistakes, and she was a little bit kind of floppy out there, yeah. but overall, I think she did great.
Yeah, her lines could have been hit, and they were a little bit mulled through, and then she would go to the next yeah. one. She was a little bit bouncy, but I kind of closed my eyes when she messed up, and I was just like, oh, I just love the whole... I just love her. She's so cute. Her energy is infectious, so I want her to do really well. I think everybody else is on the same page, though, so I think she will probably make it far. Her energy is awesome, but yeah, like I said, I mean, lines could have been hit, but you can just, like, blur your eyes at those times.
Yeah, yeah. And the judges did.
Yeah. 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 They agree, and they agree with us in the chat room, and clearly the judges agree with us as well, because they got a 24 out of 30 for their score. Mm-hmm. And then up was my boy Lamar Odom and Peta.
Woo.
Now, I haven't been here for the last couple weeks, so I'm just going to say this. I like Lamar Odom. He seems like a really sweet man, and he looks like he's trying really hard, and I feel like this dance tonight was his best dance of the night, but I'm going to need him not to come out on the dance floor giving me Black Herman Munster. I'm going to need him not to do that. I really need him to not do that, but he didn't give me as much of that tonight as he has been. So their movie was Risky Business. They danced to the old time rock and roll song, the one that Tom Cruise slides across the floor in his underwear. And I remember when in the package, Lamar was like, if she thinks I'm coming out there in my underwear, she got another thing coming. Well, I guess she had another thing coming, because there he was out there yeah. in his underwear, out there in his boxer shorts. I feel like they had a great start to the dance. I feel like overall it was a great dance. He looked a little more comfortable this week than he did the last couple of weeks, because, you know, last week he had that situation where his memory kind of went out on him.
Yeah.
I think he tried so hard, and he looked a little bit more confident this week. So, yeah, I thought he did a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much better than what we've seen from him.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
It's sometimes hard because you're comparing people against each other, but also against themselves. So if we're mm-hmm. comparing him against the rest of the group, obviously he's pretty far behind. But if we're comparing him against himself, it's a huge jump, and he did seem like he was just having more fun than mm-hmm. he has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love watching Lamar. I think that he's out on the stage having the best time of his life, and you can tell that he's trying. And one thing that I do give him props for is to keeping his frame, you know, because mm-hmm. he's tall, and he still has not gotten himself down to, like, oh, let me lower myself a pita. He's just like,
that's
oh,
a
no,
good
like,
point.
You're going
to meet
me up
over
here. You know,
that's
he doesn't
really
hunch
point.
Over, so I'm like, yeah. And you know what? He may have a little bit of, like, the Frankenstein feet, but... But he is at least stomping them well.
Yes. I mean, he's got conviction. He's got heart. He's trying so hard, which is awesome and admirable yeah. for a guy that's, you know, a sports figure and could be, you know, not cool. But he's so cool.
Yeah.
You
and
know, yeah.
I like that. I loved a good Kobe moment. Love a good Lakers shout out. That was really cool in the beginning for Kobe giving him some motivation to stay in the competition. I thought that was really cool. I wanted to read Ellen's comments. I thought it was really funny. She said, Lamar is trying so hard. He got ninja arms, though.
I read that. I was like, he does have ninja arms.
Ellen, good point. I think overall, you're right, Jeff. I think he has come such a long way for him that I was just so happy to see him having fun and comfortable out there that I was happy with whatever he was going to put on the floor. It was great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, I think somebody said that they think Peta always gets crappy partners. I don't think so, because she won Dance with the Stars one season, so she don't always get a bad partner. But I agree with everything that everybody said about Lamar Odom. He tries really, really hard, and And I agree with you, Teague. After everything he's gone through, I mean, he was in the hospital, almost died. There was all those shenanigans with him, with the drugs and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. The fact that he is still standing and he is on a ballroom dance floor trying to work it out, got to give him props for that.
Yeah. I have to say that I think that this is the happiest I've seen him in a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to see.
And he was happy to be saved. I feel like if he would have gotten eliminated 2 weeks ago, he would have been relieved. Mm-hmm. Whereas now I think he wants to stay. So it's nice to see.
And it was nice to see, remember last week when he went up to talk to Aaron, he looked like he was about to cry, and we wanted to cry. And at least this week, he still got fours, but he was a champ about
it. He was happy.
Yeah, he was smiling, and I was like, oh, thank God. That's all I needed.
But I said, I thought he was happy because I thought he was going to get the booty boot boot. Because I said, they're usually somebody that's really bad on the show. Yeah. They have that week that they go, they have the most fantabulous dance ever. And then they're like, okay, and you've been eliminated. And they're like, yay, I don't have to come back and go to rehearsal again. But we'll get to that in a second. I didn't say their scores. So they got a 12 out of 30, which was the same thing they got last week. I'm like, so then there was Val and, why did I put SC?
Sailor.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to say Sailor Cook and put SC. What was I thinking? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sailor and Val. So let me just talk about the fact that I love the fact that she's taken the place of her mom so that her mom can stay in the competition. We've seen Dancing with the Stars do this numerous times over multiple seasons in the past. But the one thing about her, Jeff mentioned this when we were watching the show, as beautiful as she moves sometimes, I just don't feel anything. There's not a feeling that's invoked from me when I watch her dance. Like, I like to watch people dance and feel some kind of way after I've seen them do a performance. And I agree with Jeff that I don't really get that. The movie that they had was Mamma Mia, and they were doing a tango. It was very lively. Mm-hmm. It was very entertaining. But I feel like she only comes alive, for me, with this dance, she only really multiply came alive when all those guys came in and they were doing those kicks. It was like it was a completely different Sailor than we saw in the rest of the dance. But I like that. The judges really loved it, and I liked it too, but I want to see more personality from her. I feel like because she's a model and because models are taught to just like with pageant contestants, these women are taught to hold themselves in a certain way and do things a certain way without showing too much emotion on either end. And I just feel like if she could break that mold for a split second so we could get some kind of insight into what she really looks like when she's having fun, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you on what you said. I think she had a great dance this week. But the thing is for me is that I think that they're taking too much attention away from her because every single time we just see the mom and the energy that we get from the mom, I think it's the energy that we receive and we don't actually get the same thing from her daughter. So I think it's really hard for us to just kind of be like, okay, we're rooting for Sailor, but we're also kind of rooting for, are we rooting for Sailor because we like Sailor or are we rooting for Sailor because we like Chrissy? You know, like I think she's just so good.
That's a good point.
And every single time, like even when they end the dance, before showing Sailor, they show her mom.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I think you actually have to do that though, because I think so many people in America are like, wait, who is that?
Yeah. That's a good point. They have to
like,
show
you
her.
Kind of have to do that
correlation.
They need
a point of reference.
Because you can't be like, you know.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good performance. I loved this dress. It was so perfectly Mamma Mia. I was like, oh yes, this
it
is
was.
Exactly. I wouldn't want her wearing anything else. Also, I wanted to, one of our faves, Trini, is in the chat, and he said, shout out to the So You Think You Could Dance boys, which I was telling you, Carla.
Mm.
Paul and George were there in
Paul.
This routine. Yeah. So that was kind of fun to see. We always love a good dance crossover. That was fun. And overall, I think that it was a good feel-good tango. Mm-hmm. And I loved the line coming forward. It was a nice full production, and that was really well choreographed by Val, which several people mentioned, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I do feel like a hater because she was very good. It was excellently performed and really kind of graceful, but I just found it to be forgettable. And I think the point you bring up about the fact that she's overshadowed by Chrissy is a valid one, but I'm just not really on the Sailor train, or I should say the Sailor ship, right?
Or the boat, the Sailor ship.
But there's no good reason for it, and I can recognize as a host and a commentator for this show, I should have better reasoning as to why I'm not loving Sailor this season, but I just don't, and I wish her the best, and I want to see her pop more.
Yeah.
Because she's really good.
Yeah, she is.
She don't have to resonate with you. I mean, this is the thing. This is the thing. And I said this when we were watching. There are some people that are really going to resonate with you that you really want to get your cheerleader pom-poms out for and sis boo-bah, rah-rah-rah for them. And there are some people that just don't They just don't invoke or incite anything in you that makes you want to root for them. And that's okay, because it's a competition and not everybody, you're not going to feel that way about everybody.
Totally.
Because Lord knows I don't. So there's that. So they got a 23 out of 30. And this was the second highest score of the night that they got. So they scored really high and the judges really liked them. And, you know, so there was that.
Mm-hmm.
Next up was Kel and Whitney, and their film was Titanic, and they danced to the rumba. Mm-hmm. Now, I love me some Kale. That smoldering face as he was coming down that staircase, though, that made me laugh. I laughed out loud. I was like, what is with this face? I cannot with this face. But I feel like what happens with him is that he gets in his head a little bit when he's dancing. And I feel like he's so concentrated on doing the right step and having the right mood and doing the right thing and placing his arm here and having this leg there that sometimes he doesn't always connect with the dance. And I feel like as good as he tried to do with this particular dance with his arms and the fluidity of his movement, I feel like it lacked just a teeny tiny bit. Not a lot, but just a teeny tiny bit. I would have liked to have seen them do a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay.
I was mostly watching Whitney, I hate to say it. It's like how you felt with Jenna before. But I do think sometimes comics get insecure when they're being asked to do these really sensual dances. And I feel like this is out of Kel's comfort zone. I want to see Kel do like a jive or a quick step. I feel like he's gotten three like really kind of sensual Latin style dances, and I'm excited to see him do something more upbeat because I think that's going to fit his personality more. But this was good. Again, I mostly was watching Whitney.
Yeah, Joseph in the chat room says he reiterated the fact that they got a 20 for doing the rumba and that the song is weird to do a rumba to. It was a odd song choice to do a rumba to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I thought that the great was great. I love that he was at least doing the right steps and hitting the lines and just, like, he was staying on point. The only thing is that I would have liked to see him a little bit more, like, enjoy the dance and just, like, kind of feel whatever he was feeling inside. I feel like it was super bottled in because he was just, like, trying to be so perfect that I wasn't able to flow with him because he was flowing, but I wasn't flowing with him. So that was kind of my only
problem. He didn't let you in.
Yeah, he didn't let me in. He was just, like, kind of very blocked.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what it might have been? It might have been these.
I was going to let you go there. I was going to let you do it.
It might have been these hands. And we were stopped in the name of love with these hands. I think that and he got the note, so it's great, and he will work on it, I'm sure, but this, and you know what? It's so, you hate to, he was clearly trying so hard, and I think that this doesn't work. I think we need to just, like, relax it a little bit, which is hard because it's like, what do you want? Do you want this?
I have missed you,
Do you want glued together?
Do
you want hamburger? It's tough. It's really tough. These hands don't just, like, hang out. You have to do something with them.
You have to. So, there has to be fluidity. Like, when your arm goes like this, it's got to, like, you have to, like, you know
just
what I
give
mean?
It a little bit, but not
this.
Too much. It's not
it's
easy.
It's gotta be this.
It is, like, absolutely not easy.
I can't.
I think that is, but that's the only thing, that's the only note I had for him. Other than that, I think he committed to the whole dance and really tried hard, and you could tell, I love that. So
absolutely, it was great. Absolutely. So they got a 20 out of 30, and the next up was my boy, Sean Sporty Spicer. Baby. Oh my God. If you have not laughed all day long, I'm telling you, and I'm not laughing at him to be mean. I'm laughing at Sean Sporty Spicer because him and Lindsay, bless his heart, he is doing the best that he can, but he is just marching in the name of love. And I can't stop laughing at it. It's so sad. But he does the best that he can. With his little pigeon-toed self. But he is just, every season we have somebody that they know they're bad. We know they're bad. Everybody dealing with Dance with Stars knows that they're bad. But they come out there and they're like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to get my boogie on and you can laugh at me if you want to. And when I get kicked off, I will have the last laugh. And I feel like that's what he's doing with his disco cha-cha to Saturday Night Fever tonight.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, all the senior dads did like a sketch where they like it was the dads of the daughters where they did a sketch where they dressed up like our dance team and tried their best, and he really would have fit right in with the rest of those dads.
Yeah,
the fact it is funny, they're just kind of ribbing him all season. The fact that this dance started off with four sets of professional couples doing these incredible disco moves, and then they unveil and it's Sean Spicer marching down the floor,
marching in the name of love, honey.
They're just doing everything they can to make him look so silly.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah.
Jesse,
I'm enjoying it. I think that he's having fun and we're having fun watching him. I mean, the dance, he definitely needs a lot more improvement than what we've probably said. But if he keeps enjoying himself and performing, because you could totally tell, and making us laugh, I think that he can get pretty far up.
Oh my God, he made me laugh to the point of tears. Jesse Jones in the chat room says, I don't know why he makes it every week with people not liking him. Jesse, I don't think it's that people don't like Sean Spicer. That's not what I think it is. I think people are like, why is he still on the show when there's people that are dancing better than him and that yeah. other people have made it through and have not made it through and he's still there. Like, they kicked off Mary Wilson, but Sean Spicer is still there. And I said when we were watching the show that you know, let's not forget that he was the press secretary for the Trump administration, the very first one that he had. So there are a lot of people that are supporters of Donald Trump that are voting for him and keeping him there. So he has a really strong fan base, stronger than The Bachelorette, stronger than Queer Eye, stronger than a lot of the other contestants. So there's that. But they got dun, 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 a big old 15 out of 30. That's mean. I'm going to hell for laughing at him. I really am. But they got a 15 out of 30. And then I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Ray Lewis withdrew from the competition. So, of course, because he withdrew from the competition, no one was eliminated tonight, which means next week they're probably going to let two people go. Or will they let one people go? No, you think they'll let one person
go next week?
Because sometimes they've done that. Sometimes they've done one or two. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We'll find out when we get to it next week. But, yeah, so Kel and Lamar were saved because Wade withdrew, and those were the bottom two.
Mm-hmm. I do want to bring up a really important point, though, that Carla brought up in the trailer. Last week, bottom two, Ray and Mary. This week, bottom three, Kel, Lamar, and
Karamo.
The optics aren't great on this ABC. The fact that the only five people of color have been spread out to be the bottom two weeks in a row just doesn't look great, especially for a network that tries to tout diversity so proudly as it does. I just think they should be a little more thoughtful about this, and no particular order.
But it is particular order, and I say this all the time, that I feel like, and I'm gonna say it. So I feel like, particularly with Lynn Goodman, that he just does not like black people doing ballroom, because every time there are black people on that show doing ballroom, he always scores them lowly. He always has something negative or derogatory to say, and I'm not having it. As a fan of the show, I'm not having it. We figured out that there were five people of color on the show that he didn't dog out. That was Amber Riley. It was
Rashad,
Emmett. Who was the other two? I forget the other two. Mel B, and there was one other one. But those are the only ones that he hasn't been like, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, dude, for real though? Like, I remember one time in particular, I can't remember which one it was. There was some contestant that was black, I think it was a football player, and he was talking about, well, your bum is sticking out. Have you seen black people with a bubble booty? Like, it's not sticking out. That's just what that butt looks like. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to stop doing that, Lynn Goodman. I love you, and I love Dancing with the Stars. I won't be a contestant, so don't hold it against me, but I'm just saying. That's not okay. That's not okay.
I love it. Speak your truth. It's good.
It's okay. So, you have a special segment, don't
you,
Josh?
Quick special segment. I'm actually going to throw to our producer, Josh, who we sometimes bring in here. Josh, can you give us a little... This is our dance history segment, where we give you guys a little bit of history and flavor of the dances that they feature on this show. Josh, tell us about the Quick Step this week, please.
Hello, hello, folks. This is Josh in the booth. And this week, we're going to be learning a little bit something about the Quick Step. So, the Quick Step was actually developed in the 1920s in New York City and was first danced by the Caribbean and African dancers. Its origins are a combination of a slow foxtrot combined with the Charleston. And the dance is pretty much one of the precursors to what we know today as the swing. So that's a pretty fun thing to have because, you know, there's always, of course, the cliche is the evolution of dance.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to have just like the little tidbits of just like what became known as the swing dance, the swing, and just, you know.
And the quick step, yeah. I love it, Josh. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Josh. So, would we like to say who we might think is going to get eliminated next week?
Make some predictions, I guess.
Oh, let's do it. AfterBuzz.
We have some news and gossip.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, baby. My bad. Well, let's do the prediction, and then since he already did that, we'll do the prediction, then we'll do the news and gossip, because he already introduced.
Oh, I think they just bumped the news. Is that what I'm...
Was that news?
Yeah, I think
that's...
News?
Was that... Yeah. I think that was news.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
Okay, so I didn't want to bring this up the last 2 weeks, because I was like, oh, you know, it's just something, but they did reveal that Lauren Elaine is now, she is single, and, you know, in the beginning I was like, oh, okay, like, that's not a big deal, but... While she was in the movie theater with Glenn, I realized that he was kind of being flirtatious with her. And I was like, oh my gosh, could this be like the new romance for Dancing with the Stars? But then I talked to Jeff and he told me about some gossip about Hannah and Alan. So I'll let you tease that as well.
Well, I'll keep it quick because I know we want to get out of here. But if you guys want the full report, I did do a Bachelor News Daily segment on this.
Nice.
People are always showmancing Alan, right? I mean, yes, maybe two seasons ago with Alexis Wren, this was totally a thing. But I will say, it might be taken down now, but if you look at Alan's Instagram story from Sunday, a lot of flirtation happening. Who knows? A lot of hugging. Alan said, I love you to Hannah on his Instagram. And if you want to see it documented, you can check out my Bachelor News Daily segment on this very channel. So
love that.
Well, all right
there
then.
You
yes.
go.
All right. Well, real quick, predictions. I predict Sean Sporty.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hey now. I predict Sean Sporty Spice is going home.
Yeah, I actually think Sean's going to hold on. I think we're going to see someone go next week that we really like who's pretty good. Like, I could see, like, a Sailor go next week, unfortunately.
Nah.
I just don't think she has the support of America because, no offense, but who's voting for Sailor?
That's true.
I mean, good point. Also, I should mention, Gleb is married. So we just wanted to make sure we knew that was a thing. So we weren't really thinking. We thought maybe, but no.
Yeah.
Anyways, who do I think might go home? I don't want to say it because I love him, but maybe Lamar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Carla? But I think he might be okay going home.
Yeah, I actually agree with Jeff. I think we might see somebody leave that won't be Lamar or Sean. I think that it might be somebody who we're actually maybe rooting for, or it could very well be Sailor.
Okay, well, we'll find out. We're all over the map on that one, but we will find out. So, and y'all will too when we come back next week with the After Buzz After Show for Dancing with the Stars, Season 28, Episode 4 next week. Until that time, where can we find you, Miss Teague?
Oh, you can find me at TeagueDP, TIEGEDP. See you there, mostly Instagram.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
You guys can catch me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And as I mentioned, I'm doing daily updates of all things Bachelor. So tune in there.
Woo. And you can find me, your girl, Carla Renata, a.k.a. the Curvy Film Critic, at Black Hollywood Live on Sundays at 5 p.m. doing the Curvy Critic with Carla Renata.
It's a great show. Check it out.
Thank you. And you can also find me right here at AfterBuzz TV doing the General Hospital Report right after the Curvy Critic. And then, of course, here on Mondays with Dancing with the Stars After Show. Although, I will not be here next week because I'm going out of town for a junket. I'm very excited. But these three folks will be holding it down for y'all. So until then, love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. We will see y'all next week.
Yay!
Bye!
Nuestros fundadores Kevin Undergaro y María Menounos quieren agradecerles por estar aquí en AfterBuzz TV. Recuerden que no solo somos los primeros en ser los más grandes del mundo y el único destino para todos sus programas de televisión favoritos. Así, vayan a AfterBuzzTV.com para ver nuestra lista de shows. ¡Hasta luego! Nuestros fundadores Kevin Undergaro y María Menounos quieren agradecerles por estar